In today's Gospels, we learn from the leper how truly to approach the Lord. For when Scripture says he approached him in order to give him homage, it does not mean the homage by which we recognize a distinction in a man, that is, by which we greet a politician or someone who holds authority over us. But literally, the translation here means he knew that he was giving homage to one whom he knew had the power to cure him. That is, he was giving worship to the God whom he had come to believe that Christ was. And so he asks our Lord for a cure, and our Lord confirms that this worship the man gives is true worship, because the Lord says, "I do will it," not "I do will by the power the Father has given me," or in any other way that would diminish his equality with the Father, but he says, "I do will it," that is, "I am God, the God that you recognize in giving me homage." And so our Lord, wishing to reach out to all, immediately cures the leper, and so he would not be accused of disregarding the law. He tells him to go and to present himself to the priest. For the Lord knew that the Sanhedrin was opposed to him, and he thought by every means to bring them to their senses. And so he thought that if they saw that the man who was cured was instructed by him to go and present them to the priest, that he would too help bring them to repentance. But free will is always involved, and for the most part, the Pharisees and the scribes would disregard every attempt by the Lord to bring that cure. And ultimately, the leper here signifies perhaps that greatest gift that we have within the mystical body of Christ. For all of us, save the Blessed Virgin Mary, were under the reign of sin at one time. And even though we undergo the cleansing waters of baptism, often we fail and fall into sin. If that sin is serious, we have no recourse except that the Lord has instituted a great sacrament in the Church, the sacrament of confession. And ultimately, in confession, the Lord wills that we be cured. What is necessary is that we present ourselves with the proper dispositions, that is, we come to him believing he is the God of all goodness and that he has the power to cure us and to forgive our sins if we are firmly resolved not to sin again. And so the leper signifies that hope that all mankind has, that the Lord truly loves us and that he does, as Scripture says, does not wish the death of the sinner, but that the sinner may live, and he has established the sacrament of confession in order that when we have lost eternal life, that is, fallen into mortal sin, we may again be cleansed of our sin and grow in our faith. But also our Lord wishes that we come to confession always, because it is not necessary merely to have mortal sin on the soul. All our faults, our failings, and our venial sins are proper matter. Even our past sins, if we feel true contrition for them again, are proper matter to present. And so every time a good confession is made, we grow in grace, and thereby we are strengthened to give more and more true homage to the Lord, more and more worship to him, as the leper gave this day. And ultimately, that cure began because the Mother of God chose by her free will to always be in union with the Lord, and ultimately she chose that greatest gift to give him that humanity by which he would truly touch all mankind. And so he stretched out his hand because the Mother of God gave him the flesh in order to do so. He touched the man as he touches us all in every sacramental communion, because the Mother of God chose to give him human flesh, by which he truly came to have concourse with men, in which he continues that concourse in the sacramental life of the Church. And so let us be joyful this day that the Lord truly has not abandoned us. In the leprosy of our sin, he has come in order to touch us. The leper at the time was considered the worst of all mankind, so much so that we know even from today's scripture that people were forbidden to even touch them. And so the Lord here is not violating the law, because he is not a man, he is also God. And so he does have the right to touch the leper, as he has the right to touch all sinners who with a contrite heart confess their sins, bow down in homage in imitation of the leper, and strive always and everywhere to please the Lord of all goodness, who ultimately wishes to reward us with union with him forever, for all eternity in heaven.